This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Right now. Hit it, Rockstar.
Check your panties. About 175,000 rice. I think that was supposed to be pantries.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT. Correct
and Will. Trash on the Table is brought to you every single day by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. TJC Mortgage bringing you Trash on the Table. This first story I don't think is a good deal. I mean, they're building this up, Rockstar, like it's an accomplishment. I think this is awful. Singapore Airlines is launching the world's longest commercial flight in October.
I like shorter flights.
Yeah, bracket challenge, absolutely.
How long of a flight?
19 hours nonstop.
To where? And do they have enough gas?
Well, that's my first concern. I don't want to be on the first one of these, do you?
Yep.
I want them to run this one a few times just to make sure.
Some guys like carry the six.
8,277 nautical miles from Singapore to New York, New Jersey, with 161 business class and premium economy seats, eclipses the old record that was held by Qatar Airways. They flew from Doha to Auckland, 7,843 nautical miles. So this one is going to be in the air for 19 hours nonstop. 19 hours, that is a long time to be crammed into a tube with a bunch of
things I have to do in 19 hours. I don't want to be in a closed-in tube area to do. I don't want to.
Like,
I don't want to have to sleep 8 hours and everything else that comes on the either side of my sleep.
So just think of this: how long do you think you could sleep nonstop on a plane? Like, if you were just exhausted and you got on a plane and went to sleep.
If I had private quarters, I could stay in bed and sleep.
What are you, like Air Force One? You're talking about?
If I had an Air Force One like setup, I could sleep 10 hours.
Okay, you would still have 9 hours of flying left.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes.
I would need to test out a tranquilizer dart. I really would. Hit me with an elephant dart.
Just put me under.
Yeah. Sort of like in old school when they get Will Ferrell right in the neck.
I mean, if you took an Ambien before takeoff and you just went lights out for 10 hours, you've still got a 9-hour flight after you wake up.
I met a girl last night.
Ambien made you think of this.
Yeah, true story. She told me she's in town helping out with the Women's U.S. Open.
Uh-huh.
And she said at her hotel the other night, and she does not take Ambien because she occasionally sleepwalks.
Yeah.
And she said usually in her stay in Birmingham for this USGA, she has gotten up from one bed and gotten in the other bed. But the other night, she got up and actually went to the lobby of the hotel sleepwalking and laid on the couch and went to sleep.
Oh, my.
And they had to wake her up and said, ma'am, you can't sleep here. And she woke up and she said, what is going on?
That is crazy.
Yeah, but it's sleepwalking. She was not on Ambien. She said that's why she doesn't take Ambien, because she already sleepwalks normally.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I never really believed in
sleepwalking, but she made it sound believable.
This is a 19-hour nonstop flight. I had a buddy that recently told me a story of an interaction he had on a plane. 19 hours would have been interesting in that situation. I started into the story and realized I probably didn't need to finish it.
Yeah, good point.
So anyway, how about lottery winners? The one thing you hear about lottery winners is
they go broke.
They go broke.
They start fighting over money, the family.
Here's something you never have really thought of. There is a study going on in Canada right now that a lot of neighbors of lottery winners are also declaring bankruptcy because, Jim, they're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Now, this study was done of smaller stake lottery winners, $800,000 to $120,000, because some of the bigger stake lottery winners move out of their neighborhoods. These guys win the lottery, the ladies win the lottery, and they stay in these neighborhoods. And what they're finding is a lot of their neighbors go broke. Now, one of the things they're blaming it on are bigger purchases because they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and also risky investments. Because a lot of these people win money, they get in a risky investment. What do they need? A drafting partner in the risky investment. I've never thought of this trickle-down effect. So lottery winners are going broke, but also neighbors of lottery winners are going broke because they're trying to keep up with the Joneses.
You look at Dave. Dave bought his wife that fur coat. How come you never buy me a fur coat?
I know that was the first thing. When was the last time you've seen a fur coat?
I've never seen one.
Do you think that's a dying trend?
Literally.
Literally?
Yes.
Do you think it's because there have been so many protests about it, or it's just gotten out of fashion?
It's not in fashion anymore.
I mean, Rockstar, do you ever see anybody in a fur coat? I know we're in Alabama, and it may be two days of the year it gets cold enough.
It's very rare, but no. The one that goes all the way down to the ankles, that's a good
one. Like the full-length fur?
Yeah.
I think you're more likely to see a professional basketball player or Cam Newton or somebody like that in a fur coat before you do a woman.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It's probably more of a male trend now. A1 has launched a line of candles. This is right up my alley, to be honest with you. Meat-scented candles.
Oh, my.
They come in a range of beefy fragrances from burger to barbecue. Going to the days of vanilla and cinnamon-scented candles because A1, the company behind the incredibly popular steak sauce, has released a line of meat-scented candles. The limited edition 9-ounce candles retail for $14.99 each, and they're available in these three delicious scents: original meat, backyard barbecue, and classic burger. Even though I don't like them using the phrase barbecue in place of cookout, that is a foul for me, I think I would choose backyard barbecue. Original meat is interesting. I don't know what that smells like. What is original meat?
Oh, you got to love the smell of original meat.
You walk in, it's like
right when the cow's
fresh
slaughtered.
Flesh.
Yeah. I mean, that's like raw meat. Just I don't want to try that. Boy, the smell of a backyard cookout, though. If I could light a candle and smell that, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
But wouldn't you think somebody's cooking a cookout at that point?
Well, maybe. Would you put that in your bathroom? Ah, smells like meat.
I love that smell. It's a great smell. So give me the one scent. Like, if you could put a scent in a candle, the scent you love the most.
Citrus.
I think they make those, probably.
Well, of course they do. You weren't telling
me. Nobody loves you like the new car smell, right?
Yeah, Joe Dumars? Would you like Joe Dumars in a candle?
So you're telling me one they don't make?
Yeah, just give me something more random than citrus. Yeah.
Yes, greatness.
Rockstar, is there one you would like?
Do they have 17 candles out yet?
Why, 16 wasn't enough?
16 wasn't enough, one for every championship?
Because we love...
That 1941 candle does not smell right.
They are truly a unique gift that will celebrate dad with an added bonus. They're marketing these for Father's Day, by the way. An A1 candle, they say this in a press release, will evoke memories of dad's cooking and grilling using A1 sauce, and they smell amazing. I frankly don't use A1 sauce. So,
yo.
Look, I'm just going to say this, and yes, this is a steak snob statement as we wrap up trash here. If you need A1 sauce for your steak's cooked improperly.
This part of the show brought to you by our friends at A1.
TJC Mortgage brings you trash every day. Listen, it's a competitive home market out there. Use TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. TJC Mortgage.
Lawrence Disler of AL.com. What about Joe Namath? We've all seen him in a fur coat, right?
Well, that was 40 years ago.
Oh, he just wore it at game day last time
he was
on.
Well, that's because he wore it 40 years ago. He didn't make that conscious choice because it was fashionable.
He turned 75 yesterday. Jocks Roundtable, Jocks Network, back in a moment.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.